CPS calls the full timeout, trying to figure out this press being presented by Caseville at the midcourt. They lead by 12, though, 50-38, with 4:58 left in the fourth quarter over Caseville. Nugent across the timeline, over to the left wing to Cooney. Down to the hands of Hooper. Cooney now in the left corner, feeds it into Smith, and it's stolen away by Caseville. Nice heads-up play there coming from the backside to steal that one away. Here comes Kozefka going coast-to-coast, goes down to the right block, puts up here. This one's no good. Rebound, Nugent. Nugent goes coast-to-coast, and this layup is no good. The putback is, that can't fall, and finally, the second putback from Hooper is good. Hooper with 15. First points in the second half, though, as Kozefka is stripped as he goes up for the layup. Cooney across midcourt, over to the left wing to Hooper. Cooney, down to number 24 again. Top of the key, Nugent against Kozefka. Feeds it down to the left block. Richie goes to work on the right hook shot, no good. Picked up, cleaned up the boards by Smith, and he puts this one up for two. Smith with 15 points, and the offensive rebounds continue to pile in for CPS. That is their 13th. Caseville tries to feed it in to number 15. Red wants, he can't hang on to it, and it's back into CPS's hands, and that press comes again, but they break it. And number 23, Aaron Smith at left wing, kicks it over to the left elbow to Hooper for the shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Caseville.
Important possession for Caseville.
Kozefka nearly gets a stolen, drives down to the lane, kicks it over to the left corner for the three. It is up. It is off the mark. And rebound, CPS. In this quarter, Caseville with only one rebound, CPS with five, with 3 minutes left in the fourth. 54-38, a 16-point lead for CPS. A good ball movement gets it down to number 23, Smith. He misses his first one, gets his own rebound, and puts this one out for two. And now he has 17 points. 56-38, lead is out to 18, the largest of the night.
Eagles need a timeout.
Top of the key, Skyler Fillion over the left wing, feeds it down to Red Wants, goes to work, and for two, this one's no good. And another rebound by CPS. Transition, Cooney goes coast to coast, can't hang on to it, and he goes out of bounds. It'll be Caseville ball. 16th turnover for CPS. Here comes the subs for Caseville, number 23, 13, and 31. Simmons, Denhoff, and Falkenberg come in. They replace Redwans, Fillion, and Gertzenberger. 2:28 left in the fourth. It's a 56-38 ball game, and here come the subs. The entire bench for CPS, that's all three of them. Simmons, right wing, hands it off to number 13. Denhoff goes in for the layup. This one's no good. And another defensive rebound for CPS. They're fourth of the fourth. 18-point ball game, 2 minutes left in the fourth. CPS with 56. Smith goes to work, left block. This one's off the glass, no good. But an offensive rebound by Richie, and he goes in for 2 points. 7 points for Richie, 20-point lead. Simmons goes in left side of the paint, puts up the jump shot, no good. Rebound, CPS, and Cooney starts to slow things down left wing over to Hooper on the baseline. He drives down the baseline, and they're going to say he dribbled right out of bounds, and it's going to be another CPS turnover, the 17th of the night. Two more substitutions. Kozefka sits down as well as Isaac Belt. In there for the first time is number 21, Luca Turle. And number 11, Chris Newton is also in the ballgame. Simmons, top of the key. Now into the hands of Falkenberg, dribbling, and it's stolen by CPS. Here comes Richie. He misses the layup, and it's brought in by, actually, last touched by a blue jersey. It's going to be Caseville ball. Richie's not happy with himself with that one.
But he
just
sure had strides,
didn't have the touch.
A little bit faster than what he actually needed to be. Cole Simmons with the ball.
Minute 12. The number 23 puts up the three. Falkenberg, no good. And it's going to be have a whistle. And it might be a over-the-back push against number one. Indeed it is. Nugent with his third foul of the night. And fifth team foul, so Bukaso ball underneath their own hoop. Minute 6 left in the fourth. 58-38, CPS leading. Feeds it into Simmons. He can't get that one to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up from the other side. This one's no good. Rebound, CPS. 55 seconds left. They feed it into number 21. New man in there. He can't get that one to fall. That is Randy Carney. Number 5, Schultz gets the rebound. This one can't fall. And it's back into the hands of Caseville. Number 11 goes in, Chris Newton. He gets that one to fall. He has 2 points. The crowd likes that one with 34 seconds left. 58-40, back down to 18 differential. Nugent against across the timeline, being guarded by Denhoff. Screen coming from number 12, falls. Nugent dribbling back up to the top to Schultz. Schultz for the three, in and out, no good. Rebound number 23 for Caseville. That would be Falkenberg. Turley, right wing now to number 13. Denhoff drives into the lane. Kicks it back out to Falkenberg for the two. This one's no good. Rebound CPS, and we have a ball game. Final score, CPS 58, Caseville 40. CPS picks up their second victory and advances now to 2-5 on the season. Caseville falls to 0-6. On the WLW Sports Network, when we return, we'll have a sit-down interview with the winning coach from the CPS Tigers, Corey Tenton, on his thoughts from this game you just heard on the WLW Sports Network Sports Radio 102 Watt.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Brandon, you certainly hit the nail on the head. Last month you were talking about winter weather, and guess what? We got it. Snow, ice, strong winds, and cold, cold temperatures.
And you know what, boss? Everyone that purchased a Chevy Silverado last month from Graf had no problem pushing through all the snow and staying warm, and saved a whole lot of money in the process.
And for those who didn't get a Chevy truck last month, GM is out to make it a January to remember by increasing the incentives even more. Right now, you can save over $11,000 on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab pickup.
We also have two 2014 Buick Enclaves on the lot that we're clearing out with over $10,000 in savings.
This just in. Save an additional $500 in auto show bonus cash on select vehicles.
It's all here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, where trucks are what we do.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your body.